According to a 2015 CDC report, rates of melanoma, the most deadly form of skin cancer, doubled between 1982 and 2011, and more than 90% of melanomas are caused by skin cell damage from ultraviolet radiation. Dr. Ashley Weisong, a board-certified dermatologist, cancer epidemiologist, and Mohs surgeon, and chair of the Department of Dermatology at UNMC, says approximately 9,700 people died from melanoma in the United States last year. She says in Nebraska, one group has had a particularly concerning increase in diagnosis of melanoma, women under 50. For them, Weisong says between 2011 and 2015, the annual percentage increase was nearly 18%. Weisong says better diagnosis of melanomas has probably contributed to this increase, and that early diagnosis is critical with melanoma. She says when localized to the skin, the five-year survival rate is 99%, but if metastasized, it is only 20%. Weisong says another contributing factor is exposure to ultraviolet rays, both from the sun during recreational activities and from intentional tanning, something she said seems to be on the rise in some groups.
There's great data that there is an increase in this younger age group in all forms of intentional tanning, whether that's being outside and wanting to get tan or using artificial light sources for ultraviolet radiation, such as tanning beds. And we think it plays a role with the idea of tanning as a cultural beauty norm.
Weisong calls the evidence about the increased risk of melanoma from the use of tanning beds irrefutable.
Ever using a tanning bed has about a 16% increased risk of developing melanoma for even a one-time use. There's also great data that the first age that you began using tanning bed also puts you at higher risk. So for women who began first tanning under the age of 35, the relative risk of developing melanoma is 1.87, so an 87% increased risk of melanoma if you began tanning under the age of 35. So we know if they started using a tanning bed at a younger age, it's higher risk, and the more tanning bed sessions that people have, the higher the risk of melanoma.
As far as when to be concerned about a possible melanoma, Weisong says anything new, growing, bleeding, and or not healing should always be seen by a board-certified dermatologist. She recommends both self-examination and having a spouse or partner help you with a skin check. Here she describes the ABCDEs of melanoma.
So A stands for asymmetry, meaning if you cut the mole in half, does the left side look like the right side? If not, that's a little bit more worrisome. B is for the border. And so specifically, if the actual border of the mole is more irregular rather than round and regular, that is more concerning. C is for color. And really what we're looking for is if there are multiple colors or different colors within the mole itself, that is more worrisome. D is for diameter. And we typically say if it's larger than a pencil eraser, that's a little bit more worrisome. And then finally, E is what I would say is probably the most predictive of all, stands for evolving. So any mole that is evolving or changing, if it's itching, if it's bleeding, if it's just looking different, that really should be evaluated by a board-certified dermatologist.
Weisong says having several of these ABCDE signs is more concerning, and she says the longer a melanoma grows into the skin, the higher the likelihood it can get deep enough to reach the blood vessels and lymphatic channels that could carry it to other parts of the body. She says some people are at higher risk for melanoma, including those with light skin, hair, and eyes, and anyone who has had excessive sun or other ultraviolet ray exposure. And she says about 6 to 10% of melanomas are caused by a hereditary mutation, so having a number of melanomas in family members is a higher risk factor. Although melanomas can happen anywhere, Weisong says there are areas of the body that are at higher risk, which vary for men and women.
So the highest risk location for women is actually on the shins, believe it or not. We tend to wear more shorts and skirts, and the highest risk location for men is actually on the back and the trunk area. We do see it all over the body and really anywhere that there's sun exposure. And then finally, I would also just say it's not always just in sun-exposed areas. We do see rare, typically genetically related melanomas on the feet, hands, in the mouth, other very rare areas. So again, anything growing, changing, bleeding, not healing, or just looking a little bit different than other moles or spots on your skin, you want to come in and have a board-certified dermatologist take a peek.
Weisong says the good news is there's a lot that can be done to prevent melanomas. She encourages people to participate in outdoor activities in sun-safe ways and recommends preventive steps like wearing broad-brimmed hats, sunglasses, clothing with a new type of UPF sun protection, and the proper use of sunscreen.
And so there's great prospective data that sunscreen will prevent melanoma if used regularly. And so we typically recommend a sunscreen that has both UVA and UVB coverage. So that means it'll say broad spectrum on the bottle. We also recommend an SPF of at least 30. And then finally, we recommend applying it early and applying it often. So you want to put it on to the whole body or to the areas that are exposed to the sun at least 30 minutes before any activity. And we typically recommend reapplying every 2 hours or more frequently if you're sweating a lot or in the water a lot.
Weisong says there's no such thing as a healthy tan, and that if you're using sunscreen and still getting tan, you're probably either not using enough or not reapplying it regularly. She says it takes about a golf ball size amount of sunscreen to cover the entire body. As far as skin checks, Weisong says although they don't have a particular age at which they recommend them, even young people who have lighter skin and hair, a family history of skin cancer, and or have had considerable sun and other ultraviolet ray exposure should seriously consider annual skin checks.
Particularly if they have atypical moles or anything growing, changing, or bleeding, or just concerning on the skin, they should absolutely come in. Unfortunately, we are seeing a rise in not only melanoma, but also non-melanoma skin cancer in the patients in their 20s and 30s. So I'm seeing an increasing number of 20 and 30-year-olds with non-melanoma skin cancer. There is actually more non-melanoma skin cancer in this country than every other type of cancer combined. In fact, if you add up every cancer that we treat in the United States alone, there are 4 times as many non-melanoma skin cancers, meaning basal cell or squamous cell carcinoma, than all other cancers combined.
Of the 2 types of non-melanoma skin cancers, basal cell and squamous cell, Weisong says they have a very high cure rate, but again, the earlier they are found, the better. She says squamous cell skin cancers can become life-threatening, especially if larger or deeper, or in a patient with a compromised immune system. The website for the UNMC Dermatology Department is unmc.edu/dermatology, and Weisong says they have a full-fledged melanoma team at UNMC. And more information about all types of skin cancer can be found at cdc.gov. For Omaha Public Radio News, I'm Deborah Newcomb.